So you're going to be voting yes?
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, you might not like it, but I want to break up the union. I don't believe why should we be ruled by Westminster when we can rule our own country. We've been ruled by Westminster for hundreds and hundreds of years and it hasn't brought us any good, it's brought us hardship.
What do you think of the Labour Party or Ed Miliband up here today?
I was always brought up with the Labour Party, you know, family orientated Labour Party. Oh,
that's interesting, okay.
Disgruntled with them. The Labour Party.
How recently did you vote Labour?
I can't remember now.
Right, you've always been.
I've changed completely.
Yeah.
You know, even though I'm not a Scottish nationalist person, but I believe in an independent Scotland.
And around here is, am I right in saying, it's very much a Labour heartland
traditionally? Definitely, always has been.
So what's changed maybe about the way people...
Well, obviously the Labour Party seems to be going backwards. It has been going backwards for years, you know, and they just can't get to grasp the grassroots of the Labour Party, what it was, working class. They seem to have moved away from that.
Is there anything that Ed Miliband can say to maybe change your mind?
No.
About
the
union or about... Yeah.
No, because they obviously want to back and stay in the union. And, you know, they won't have it. Labour want to be part of Britain. And we didn't want that, you know.
Would you be apprehensive about Scotland going its own way?
No, I'm not apprehensive at all about it, you know. See, the argument, as Westminster keeps saying, we're going to give you plenty more powers, they haven't come out and said what powers they're going to give Scotland. If they stay in the Union, what powers are they going to give Scotland?